like making them nuts. Someone would have to be insane to allow one of those animals to screw them. It's sick. Women might as well start going on all fours in front of their dogs and just avoid the Eniso completely.
She flexed her fingers, which were almost itching for her gun again, and hated her boss with a passion. She took that insult personally. It's not their fault what they are, sir. They were created by Mercile Industries and didn't have a say when someone messed with their genes. It was against their will. They are victims. He glared at her.
Right. You have a dog. You're an animal lover. You probably want to protest the standard procedure of putting down dogs that kill people when they attack.
It depends on who they kill. I'd reward a dog with a juicy steak if he tore into your ass. I'm not forgetting your remark about women who own dogs either. She silently watched him. Nothing good would come out of her mouth at that point, and she didn't want to be placed on suspension for insulting her superior. She did manage to shake her head, the appropriate response, which she figured he expected.
I am assigning you to a mission, Special Agent Perkins.
A gleam lit Robert Mason's eyes.
I'm sending you into Homeland undercover. You're gonna find out their secrets and expose those animal bastards for what they are. I also want you to locate any information about Jerry Boris. He's probably a prisoner there. You will assist in his escape if you locate him.
Surprise tore through her. What? He nodded.
You're perfect for this assignment. You're very attractive. They'll be drawn to you like bees to honey. You look very feminine, so they won't realize what a hard ass you are.
He chuckled.
You're gonna be very helpful.
She swallowed back a protest.
You're the right man for the job.
He reached out and clasped her shoulder.
They'll think you're a harmless set of tits, but we both know what you really are.
She was too stunned to even punch the son of a bitch for what he'd just said. Is he losing his damn mind? It wouldn't surprise her in the least. He winked and squeezed tighter.
I did a full background check on you. There's no reason for alarm. You look a bit pale, but it's perfect. You're perfect. I'm the only one who knows your secret. We have a hell of a lot in common, Perkins.
Mason calling her a man with a set of tits suddenly seemed tame in comparison to the new insult. They had no similarities. They both worked for the FBI in the same building, but that was where the connection ended. She also had no idea what kind of secret he spoke of.
Those animal bastards are gonna want to fuck you, but you'll be immune to them. I'm sure your girlfriend will understand you going on assignment. We're both the men of our families, and I just tell my girlfriend how it is. I need you to pretend to be a real woman while you're there. I hope that won't be too hard for you. Hell, in a pinch, I could pretend I find men attractive, so I'm confident that you'll be able to play it straight.
She stared at Robert Mason and just nodded numbly. The moron thought her roommate and longtime best friend was her lover. She had to battle the urge to laugh in his stupid face. Oh, this is just priceless. Wait until I tell Missy. Yeah, she finally got out. I can do the straight thing. He winked.
We're gonna take these bastards down.
She suddenly imagined what it would be like when his plan blew up in his face. He'd have to explain to his boss why he'd wasted money, time, and resources. She had to follow orders, but it didn't mean she couldn't file a complaint detailing how erratic and unreasonable Mason had become. Her suspicions were confirmed. He somehow knew Jerry Boris and was sending her to Homeland for personal reasons. He'd lose his job over it in the end. She'd make sure of it. She smiled. I love helping pin assholes to the wall. She closed her mouth. Like you. Chapter 1. Darkness stared at the mirror. Steam filled the small bathroom from the running shower, but he remained still instead of stepping under the spray of water. A few blood spatters marred one cheek and his forehead. He glanced down at his hands where he gripped the edge of the sink. One knuckle was swollen from the force of a punch. Jerry Boris was alive, but he needed medical attention. Part of him regretted not killing the bastard. Another part of him was surprised he'd been able to